A private researcher and businessman Colin Isamoah has dismissed the assertion that Vice President Pakwesi Emisa-Ata lacks the charisma to influence floating voters to vote for the NDC in the 2012 election. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Decision Time, Mr. Isamoah stated that charisma alone will not be the deciding factor on who wins the 2012 election.
When it comes to poker charisma, you also make a fundamental mistake. Politicians who have charisma assume or are invested for that charisma only after they've come to power, not before.
Examples.
Jerry Rawlings, you didn't know him before 4th June 1979. It was when he was in trouble and he interacted with the public through his speeches at the military tribunal Burma camp in May 1979 that people realized that this was somebody who could connect with them. Mr. Isamoah has improved considerably since he started public speaking, since he was made the vice president. Yesterday was considerable improvement. So, let's wait and see. The charisma may come naturally to him as a benefit of the fact that he has been given a high office in the country.
That was a private researcher and businessman Colin Isamoah talking on Decision Time. Meanwhile, the managing editor of the Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt, says the endorsement of Vice President Pakwesi Emisa-Ata to partner President Mahama for the 2012 elections will inure to the benefits of the NDC. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Decision Time, Mr. Pratt stated that the Vice President brings to the NDC ticket his rich economic credentials and an affable personality.
It depends on what you're looking at. I mean, what are floating voters looking for? Floating voters are looking for a competent hand to manage the national economy. And given his track record in the management of the economy and so on, I don't see how floating voters will reject it. Floating voters are looking for a vice presidential candidate who has a cool disposition, who is level-headed, and who will be able to take the country through the turbulent times that we are experiencing. I think that Emisa-Ata is adequately qualified those steps.
What does Mr. Emisa-Ata really bring on board to attract the needed votes for the NDC?
I don't think we should see things just in terms of attracting votes. You know, it makes the whole political enterprise so banal. We should see things in terms of our ability to manage the economy, our ability to move the nation forward, and so on. After all, it's not only Emisa-Ata who will be attracting votes to the NDC. The president himself is there. There are several activists and leaders of the party, and so on, who can attract votes. So I don't think that the purpose of selecting Emisa-Ata is simply just to attract votes. It's about how to run the affairs of the country such that this country can move forward.
Managing editor of Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt.